our lawyer extraordinaire, Jeff O'Brien. Let's get his thoughts. What do you think? Are these real women freaking out behind the wheels of cars, or are these conservatives trolling people?
Well, good morning, and that's not off a teleprompter. You know,
good morning, Tuesday morning.
I thought the same thought. I'm like, these cannot be real. I mean, they're just, does anybody really put that much effort and emotion into a Supreme Court seat? But apparently they do. I don't know. It's been, they're interesting to watch, that's for sure.
Well, you know, I mean, and it gets to why we're having you on this morning. I mean, it's crazy how much they've turned Ruth Bader Ginsburg into like this idol. You know, like she's accomplished all these things. And now that we want to wipe out on that, we'll talk about it later on. Let's get into your expertise. I got an article here, lawyer extraordinaire Jeff O'Brien, The Washington Post, and basically it lays it out pretty starkly. Democrats are largely powerless to stop the GOP from confirming a court choice. So, you know, you got two Senate Republicans who said the Senate should wait till after the election. They got a wild card here, Mitt Romney, who said he's actually going to talk to his colleagues. He hasn't committed to anything. So what do you think, lawyer?
Well, I'm seeing news reports starting up late last night that, you know, Lindsey Graham is reporting that they've got the votes to confirm whoever the president nominates. You know, I don't know where that came from, but I know I've heard that Cory Gardner from Colorado came out and said that, you know, he would vote. He's in favor of voting. Tom Tillis from North Carolina. All these, you know, kind of senators that are vulnerable and up for reelection that are on the fence. Are saying that they would vote to confirm. And I think if they want to get it done, I think they have to get it done before the election, because the Arizona seat, McSally, is a special election. And so, and she's way down. And so that could be a Democrat seat by as early as November 30th. You know, Romney, I guess, said that he's going to make a statement after they meet today in caucus. It was back to the whole discussion we've had about the never Trump crowd. Is, does this change the, you know, in terms of the overall vote, if you've now got a Supreme Court seat? I mean, for Romney, I mean, you know, he campaigned for president 8 years ago saying he would put conservatives on the Supreme Court. Well, here's his chance. So I think there's a chance they might get it done.
That's a really good point, lawyer extraordinaire Jeff O'Brien, that I hadn't thought about, and that is just specifically talking about the Never Trump crowd and how they would view what's happening with this, because if they are conservatives but just happen to be Never Trumpers, and you've got to imagine that they would be for, you know, filling that seat as soon as possible. You know, but again,
that would make sense.
But then again, we lose 2020. Right. So.
Well, and politically speaking, too, for the Republicans, it makes a lot of sense even just to hold Judiciary Committee hearings on whichever nominee he is, whether it be Amy Coney Barrett or Barbara Lagoa, which I think is going to be one of those two, is Kamala Harris is on the Judiciary Committee. So by holding hearings, now you're going to pull her off the campaign trail, number one, and leave teleprompter Joe on his own. And two,
good morning.
This whole Trojan horse thing that they've been pulling with what you were just playing clips before I came on with Biden and the teleprompter. You know, she's either going to offend Catholics if it's Barrett, or she's going to offend Hispanics if it's Lagoa. So let's have the hearings. Let's show it what was actually going to be in charge if Joe Biden was elected.
Let's spend a couple minutes talking about those two front runners, Amy Coney Barrett and Barbara Lagoa. Curious about your thoughts. We'll start with we've talked about Amy Coney Barrett on the show before. We talked about her quite a bit when the last seat was open before Kavanaugh was nominated. And if I remember correctly, you're a big fan of hers, right?
Yeah, I wanted her for the Kavanaugh seat. And as I understand it, the president told advisors, I've got big things in mind for her. I'm saving her for the Ginsburg seat.
Mm.
So that's he has said privately that that's who he had Barrett in mind for to replace was Ruth Bader Ginsburg. The Barbara Lagoa is an 11th Circuit judge. She's formerly on the Florida Supreme Court. She is a protege of Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida. She's very popular in Florida. Obviously, Florida's, you know, in play in an election. So I think the only reason that there's any question that it would not be Amy Coney Barrett, and I understand the president's already met with her, and he may be meeting with Lagoa here in the next couple of days, because he's going to wait till after the services for Justice Ginsburg before he announces. I think the political ramifications, given how close this is to election, Lagoa was confirmed by a huge bipartisan margin. It was like 80-15. I think Barrett was confirmed 52-48, or something like that. But, you know, the previous Senate. So it was, the Republicans didn't have the majority that they do now. But Barrett is Catholic. So you've got Catholic states in play, Michigan, Wyoming, Pennsylvania. So there's a lot of political ramifications to this. If this had been a year ago, I think no question Amy Coney Barrett would have been his nominee. But sitting where we are this close to a presidential election, election politics are going to play into it. Yeah. So I think it's a toss-up between one of those two, to be honest.
Is there any reason why a conservative would want one more than the other, or are you pretty comfortable with either of those picks?
Barrett has been on the bench longer, so there is there's more decisions. There's a record. Lagoa has been on the bench too, but I've read opinions from conservative commentators as to the merits of both of them. Mm-hmm. So I really don't. Either of them for conservatives is going to be an improvement over Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who was probably the most liberal member of the Supreme Court.
Yeah,
that's the bottom line.
Lawyer extraordinaire Jeff O'Brien, thanks for joining us in this early hour, man. Really appreciate it, and hope you enjoy the rest of your day, buddy.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
Take care, Jeff.